reflect on today's FQSAT, or I feel quite strongly about this, on the wage negotiation deal. This has been a tireless and ongoing issue that is as frustrating as SAA happens to be. If you need a catch up on this, basically, government employees are saying that the government needs to put through the 4.5% to 5.5% increase in wages that was the third year agreement in their 3-year salary negotiation that occurred back in 2018. South Africa was a vastly different place in 2018. Jacob Zuma was the president. Okay. All of us were scared about speaking out on air about corruption. The Guptas, I don't think, had even taken off yet. And the worst parts of our economic crisis, sorry, we were still investment grade back then. This is not the same place. And the government has it well within its own rights to not see through an agreement that would put it into its own, a financial quagmire. It would cost almost 40 billion rand to put through this 5.5% CPI, 5.5% increase. And let me remind you that that is well above where CPI happens to be at this particular time. Let me also remind you that these happen to be government employees who have been fully paid throughout this pandemic year. Some of them not having to go to work, understandably, because of the lockdown. But this is simply not the experience of the South African populace. Now, I'm not trying to suggest that these are fat cats that are political players. When we're talking about the wage negotiations, we're talking about teachers, we're talking about police officers, we're talking about municipal administrators, and we're talking about nurses and the like. However, and particularly the nurses, I might make an exception for them. But if we were struggling to find 10.5 billion rand for our vanity project, we certainly are not going to find 40 billion rand. 40 billion rand is the size of the UIF TERS payout for a whole country, not 1.2 million employees, but for all of the unemployed in South Africa, of whom we now know are almost 40%. It is absolutely criminal and unreasonable for unions to continue to push this fight when they have been sitting on their salaries on a daily basis. Now, Senzo Mkhunu, who happens to be the minister in charge of these particular negotiations, tried to dangle a little bit of a sweetener to say, we'll give you a once-off bonus, cash bonus. That thing costs 30 billion rand in and of itself, according to Raymond Schlacker's reporting. Somewhere between 5,000 rand or 4,000 rand for the lowest paid employee to 52 grand. Do you know what a South African could do with 52 grand? No, you don't, because they're getting 350 rand and sleeping outside SASSA offices in order to collect it. This is literally just this is what they call the trough. And I feel incredibly strongly that any judge who is watching this particular case as it comes before them would be morally repugnant to allow this to be upheld.